What does that mean to all of us who are believers, Catholics, disciples of our Lord? I think I asked this question before, but it's worth asking again. Raise your hand if you want to go to heaven. Make sure you raise it up high so Jesus can see you. If not, you'll be left behind. So let him see you. I saw all the hands went up. That's a good thing. We all want to go to heaven. We might think, well, that's kind of like a redundant question because we all want to go to heaven. But again, that's a very good thing that we want to go to heaven. We know our final destiny. We know our final destination. But then the question, don't raise your hand. Raise your, I guess, your thinking, your hearts. But are we getting there? Are we on the right direction? We want to go to heaven, but are we making any progress? Because oftentimes we are way too busy, way too worried about what's going on in our nation, in our world. And we should be worried. No, don't take me wrong. We should be paying attention to what's going on. But sometimes we are way too busy on the things here that we're not able to look up and see, hey, wait a minute. I was created to be in heaven. I was created for something greater. I was created for ascension, to be lifted up. Am I ascending to God daily? One time I heard, how can I get strong spiritually if I only work out on Sundays? How can I get stronger spiritually if I only work out on Sundays? Am I ascending to heaven? Am I making any progress? Is it just Sunday that I'm doing that ascension? Or daily in prayer? Am I lifting up my soul in prayer? Am I making any progress ascending? And by me using the word ascending means doing God's will, surrendering to his will, lowering down my will and my desires and allowing God to take over. Am I ascending in the way I'm forgiven, in the way I'm showing mercy, in the way I'm leaving behind resentment and hatred and all those things? Oftentimes, we are too focused on what's going on here down below, on the world, that we lose sight of heaven. And our Lord is reminding us, I have ascended to this cross to make you sharers of the heavenly kingdom. We were not able to reach out to heaven to get the graces. Think about it like the tree of life that has all the delicious fruits. We cannot reach to get them. We are too limited. But Jesus hung upon this tree, this cross, to give it to us, to make it available. He ascended so that he can lower down heaven for us. He's making heaven available. Now these days, I don't hear a lot of preaching on heaven and hell. Heaven is for real. And the evidence for that, Jesus Christ, who ascended on that cross and then ascended it into heaven. By him going up to heaven, he's opening the gate of heaven to all of us. He's making it available. So he is the evidence that heaven is for real. But hell is also for real. God has made that available to all of us, but we have to choose to be with him for all eternity. If we don't want that, then heaven is not for us. Hell is. But we are here because not out of fear, but out of love, because this beautiful Son, Jesus Christ, has made the kingdom of heaven available by suffering, by giving us what we need, as he is reaching out to the Father to give us the graces down here on earth. Holy Mother Church, giving us the Holy Eucharist, giving us the sacrament of reconciliation, all the means for salvation so that we can go to heaven with him. But ascension is to take place in our lives. Even in the midst of the things that are happening in the world, I mentioned this, and I think you haven't forgot about it, we're still dealing with this, the pandemic. We're still talking about it, aren't we? The mask is a reminder of that. The pandemic, the political tension, and now what, the gas outage or whatever? What's next? But all of those things should be a beautiful reminder to all of us to cling to Christ, because I want to go to heaven so that I may not be too busy here on earth with what's happening, that I may lose sight of heaven. The ascension is a reminder that I should be ascending with God. I mentioned in prayer, coming to Mass, going to the sacrament of reconciliation. But before I do that ascending, I need some descendants to take place. And I'm here to ask Jesus and the Holy Spirit and the Heavenly Father, the Trinity, to help me to descend from myself, to decrease so that he may increase, that I may descend from my pride so I may ascend to humility, that I may descend from my way of doing my own things, my own will, that I may descend from hatred, from lust, from temptation, from whatever we're dealing with. Descending needs to take place in order to ascend. We have to take off. But when we do not allow ourselves to be cleansed, guided by the Holy Spirit, we're attached to this world. So perhaps we are too centered on ourselves, on what's happening out there, that we're not able to see Christ in my brother, my sister, my spouse, my illness, and yes, my nation, my politicians, my neighbor. Perhaps I'm too attached to whatever is happening that I'm not able to see Christ in one another. It is time to take off. We cannot remain there. Always looking down, we have to keep our gaze fixed on God, because we were created to get to heaven. And all the saints are praying for all of us, cheering us, saying, you can do it, come on. Sometimes we feel like we just want to throw in the towel. But God says, you know what? He'll pick it up, throw it back at you and says, you're almost there, wipe your face. It is difficult, but in that illness, in that difficulty, in that tribulation, whatever thing you're dealing with, I'm with you. What I'm doing is I'm just helping you to descend from yourself, to find me in that situation, in that experience, because I want to bring you to myself. We need to descend in order to ascend to God. This is what we celebrate today. The ascension of our Lord, that he has made salvation possible and available to all of us. But the choice is yours and me, if we want to remain with him. And I thank you for being here. We want to be with God. We want to remain with him, but we need the assistance, the guidance of the Holy Spirit, so that we may remain there, faithful, so that we may remain attached to him and that we may detach ourselves from whatever, anyone, or anything that is robbing us of heaven, that is taking away the peace that comes only from God, the sense of meaning, of purpose, that I have been created for something greater. Go and tell the nations the good news. Go and tell the nations the good news, the gospel. The angels tell the disciples, what are you doing there? Just standing, watching, just idle. We have, even in the midst of this, we must and we should be a church that doesn't remain standing, just watching. We must and should speak up for the truth. The truths of the gospel, remaining faithful, proclaiming the good news of salvation. It doesn't matter what the world is telling us out there. They will always change or try to change God's word. But God needs you and me, disciples who are courageous enough to remain here with Him, so that we one day may be ascended, we may be lifted up to heaven to enjoy the heavenly inheritance that God has prepared only for those who will remain with Him. Please stand. I believe in one God.